As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor. We have a special guest in the studio today.
Who are you?
I'm Joe, guys. Hello.
Sitting in,
seeing how it's done, picking up pointers from...
Femco.
I was going to say experts, but that's not accurate.
No, you guys are definitely experts.
Thanks. Yes.
Thanks a lot. That song you just heard is a classic little spooky song, I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. I tried to look for more contemporary Halloween music, and I'm sure it exists. However, I couldn't find it.
It's hard. You know, I've searched Halloween on Bandcamp, the tag.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And it's like a bunch
bad.
Of weird, random stuff that doesn't look that good. Yeah, I agree.
So if anybody's listening and wants to create like a concept Halloween album.
Or like give us a call. I forget what our number is. Let's see it.
604-822-2487.
If you have any Halloween recommendations, and preferably CanCon and obviously FemCon, because that's what we play 100p on this show. Eleanor, would you care to tell our listeners what that is?
I would love to tell our listeners that. So basically, in order for a piece of music to be FemCon, it has to fulfill 2 of 4 categories. And those categories are that someone who identifies as female either wrote the lyrics to the music, they composed the music, they produced or sound engineered the music, or they performed it. Right? Did I repeat one? No. I got them all. Composed, lyrics... performed or produced. And if 2 of 4 of those are fulfilled, then it is FemCon.
Woo! And that's what we focus on, and that's what we make a priority of playing on our show. So today, we started off spooky, but I don't know if we're going to maintain spookiness.
Some spooky vibes, I think.
Actually, I guess, yeah, this up-and-coming song is, the title is spooky.
It's kind of, I think it's got a Halloween feel to it.
What song is it?
It's by the band Tops, and I'm blanking on the correct title of the name because it's kind of long.
It is kind of long. Tops is a band from Montreal. We're big fans of them. They're coming here on November, I think, 11th?
21st.
21st? Okay, I'm confusing.
It was close. It was like almost.
One number was right. they're coming on the 21st. They were so fun when I had seen them last. I think I saw them. No, it was like in February, I think, last year, something like that, or March maybe. But they're wonderful. And so this song is a single that was just released this past week, and it's called Hollow Sound. Whoa. It's called Hollow Sound of the Morning Chimes. So here it is.
Thank you.
We're back here on Femme Concept, 101.9 FM, CITR. That was the track Cha-Ching by Chairlift, band from New York. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Joe.
Joining us in the studio today, about to take the hot seat in a minute here.
Woo!
What did we hear before Chairlift?
We heard the band Nancy Pants, who are from Montreal. And it was a song called Mother Mary off of Mother Mary / PS. So I guess just a two little double song entendre. I don't know what that means. That just came to mind. And then before that, we played Tops, another Montreal band. And the song was called Hollow Sound of the Morning Chimes. And it's a single that came out last week.
Very beautiful.
It's Halloween this weekend, everybody.
Halloween.
It's pretty much Halloween tonight because it's Friday and like Halloween's tomorrow, so it's going to be Halloween at midnight tonight.
I was on the bus last night at like 9 leaving UBC and there were people in costumes on the bus. I admire the commitment.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't dress up and you're going to a Halloween party, you're just going to be that person that didn't dress up who's too cool.
Exactly.
And you're just going to get ostracized, you know. Yeah. So you better be truly on your best costume game.
Do either of you think you have, like, can you recall, like, the craziest Halloween story that you have? Or, like, craziest thing you have done on Halloween? I know that's putting you on the spot, so I will say mine, which might not be the craziest, but I was, at high school, I was once at the craziest Halloween party I've probably ever been to. People were, like, drawing on the ceiling, and there was, like, ice cream being, like, ripped out of the freezer, and people were making a skating rink.
Was this also the party where people were putting meat in the holes in the wall?
Oh my god.
I remember people saying there was like cell phones in the top of the toilet part where it's all with the water.
It was actually insane. Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah, that was Halloween.
I don't think I went to that, but I remember hearing
there.
About it.
You
I was
were there. Definitely there.
I don't think
zombie
I was.
Nurses.
At this party? Oh, that party. Oh, yeah. And then there was ice cream.
Anyways. Halloween, it brings out the worst or best in people.
Make sure you put ice cream on the floor and watch, and then you just stand on the side and watch people slip. It's not actually good. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's what we did in high school. So it's actually not excusable now that we're at the ripe age of 22.
But, do people have crazy parties where you grew up, Joseph?
I mean, not really. I mean, I think the craziest thing that ever happened to me at Halloween was probably just getting covered in makeup by friends for costumes, which was always great fun.
Truly.
Eleanor and I used to do some big ones in high school.
Yeah.
One time we probably mentioned this last year on our last show or something, but from across the universe, the blue people and Mr. Kite. Eleanor was Mr. Kite, and myself and our other friend Emily were the blue people, and we had these crazy paper mache giant hats and spray painted suits and these big clown shoes, and it was crazy. Probably the most uncomfortable giant heavy costume, and my nose didn't fit in the thing, so we had to cut a hole.
That's the thing, is like it's the crazy. Greatest costumes usually are a huge commitment, and if you're gonna be at some big packed party, you don't want to be in this huge bulky thing.
No, yeah, you gotta think sharp. You gotta pull from your own closet.
Truly. And also think smart, and don't do any costumes that are someone else's culture.
Yeah, because that's not a costume, actually. It's actually existing
thing.
Yeah, existence, essentially.
Exactly.
Therefore, it's not a costume, and it's not appropriate to be a costume. I hope everyone can kind of check what they're wearing and thinking about that. For example, I'm being Gwen Stefani from the 90s, and in the 90s, she often wore a bindi, and I am not going to wear a bindi because it's not appropriate in my mind, even though it is the costume. I don't think that is appropriate to wear. So, just, you know, it's good to consider what you're doing. I know it's hard to, because it seems like anything goes. Halloween definitely has that anything goes vibe on like a lot of levels in terms of like how hard you party and things like that. But
yes,
just something to be aware of. Everybody have fun and be safe. Sketchy things happen on Halloween, I feel like, a little bit. So be safe.
Take care of each other.
Take care of each other and help everyone. That's enough preaching for a minute. We're going to play some more music. I found this band coming up because they had a little tag on Bandcamp that said spooky. So that intrigued me. The band is called The Daddios, and they're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm so glad I found them. I'm so glad spooky they used that as a tag, because otherwise I don't know if I would ever have seen them elsewhere. So the song I'm going to play is called Coleslaw, and it's from their album called Smother Your Brother.
Oof.
We'll be right back. Every night, over 700 youth sleep on Vancouver's streets. This is their story. Death in a Dumpster, the musical, is a true story about homelessness, written, composed, and performed by a cast of street-involved youth actors. Death in a Dumpster opens November 7th at Waterfront Theatre for 3 performances only. For tickets and information, go to www.deathinadumpster.ca. Death in a Dumpster is presented by Access to Music in association with Directions Youth Services. Have an interest in how your bike works? Want to learn more? Then come on out to the AMS Bike Co-op's Intro to Mechanics workshop. This workshop is a 4-session series on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, starting on November 5th. In the sessions, you'll learn how bikes work and how to do simple repairs and maintenance. There will be plenty of hands-on demonstrations, so bring your own bike to class to practice on. For all the information, prices, schedule, and to register, head on over to www.bikecoop.ca.
I moved on because I thought that I was strong. thinking about myself. It says that day I just don't have too much to say, but the Lord has made me pay. All I think about is you, and when I do, I cry at night, cry at night, cry at night, cry at night. It makes me wonder what can I do.
Hey, 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 we're back here, Femme Concept, Halloween, hanging out.
It's actually Halloween tomorrow, but we know that.
Halloween is like a whole weekend.
It's a whole week, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the great thing about getting older is when you're younger, it's like the one day and you just live for it.
And you get all this candy. I want a trick-or-treat. Is there trick-or-treating for adults?
We need to find some kids and just like co-opt them.
Yeah, or like trades. That they'll have candy. They're going to be like,
what do we want from you?
Because they'll just trade with other kids for the things they don't like, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you do with your siblings. You dump it all out. And you have this huge sack. And you're like, I hate this. You get this. And then you switch.
Yep. I always got peanut butter cups for my sister.
What?
I know she didn't like them. Crazy, right?
People live for that.
I know.
I can't remember what my sister didn't like. I think I lived for Tootsie Rolls, which I still do.
Wow.
I love Tootsie Rolls. And not everybody likes them.
It's true.
They're not really a super popular snackage.
What I love the vanilla Tootsie Rolls were so good.
Vanilla.
And everybody hated them, so I always got all of them.
I don't even think I've had one of those.
Okay, United States, yo.
Yeah.
They have strawberry ones and vanilla ones.
Oh my God, what? I never had that. Wow. Okay, Canada? Goals. Actually, no, like a little bit in the... Legging.
Weak.
Legging in the...
Don't even have Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I know. Oh,
that would be so a good Halloween things. Costume. We just listened to a song by Cults called The Curse. Great Halloween song.
Yeah, spooky. they're a lot... Actually, a lot of their stuff's pretty, like, happy, like, fun, but that's a great spooky one.
Truly.
And then before that is a band called Dear Marge, and they're from Brooklyn. And the song is called Soft and Sweet, and stumbled upon them somehow. Yesterday evening, I think I was on my when I saw the spooky tag, it led to some interesting things.
Yeah.
And then before that was the Daddios from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
I don't know anything about Tulsa.
All I know is that it was a thing in Friends.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's really just in the middle of nowhere.
Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is in the south.
Kind of.
Sort of south.
It's like cool. Southwest.
Southwest. It's above Louisiana. I feel like I was looking. I'm in a Cuba history class, so I'm like starting to learn things about things.
Wow.
About, you know, Louisiana and Florida and things like that. Things that I don't think about very frequently. Nonetheless, I digress.
We have more music.
We have more music. And also, don't hesitate to give us a call if you have Halloween recommended tunages that you would like to play. Our number is 604-822. I can't
2487.
2487.
Fun fact, which stands for CITR.
UBC CITR. Lolly.
Right. What's up next, Joseph?
Next, we're going to play a song by Consilence called Walking Through a Dead Night.
And that's correct. We are. And then after that, we shall see what comes along.
Enjoy. I know things are falling down.
Thank you.
We're back.
Hey.
This is Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
We just heard the track Wash Away by local band Fuzzy P. That's off of their EP they just released called Fuzz EP.
Lol.
Get the joke? Anyways, they are a fledgling new band, but they're great. You should go listen to their Bandcamp. And they are playing a Halloween cover show tonight.
So exciting. They sound a little bit like Pavement, and the band they're covering is Pavement.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. And there are buds. So, hee hee, buds.
That show is happening at House Tunis. You can look it up on Facebook if you want more info. Other cover bands playing will be TV Ugly, covering ABBA, as well as It's Dumb.
Dumb, but sort of not dumb, covering Devo.
Yeah.
So I think It's Dumb covering Devo, yeah.
All local artists, great people in general. And
good times to be had.
Yeah, truly.
Truly.
What else is up this weekend?
So there's that. There's another house party as well, but I'm not going to broadcast people's house parties on the radio. Tomorrow night, the internet is coming, and I am thrilled. I'm going. They are a R&B hip-hop group from Los Angeles, head by Sid Bennett. She was a member of Odd Future, and now she has her own independent, well, I guess she has a band, but she has her own project going on, and they're going to be here tomorrow, and I'm so stoked to boogie. They'll be at Alexander Gastown. It's an early show as well. It'll be over by 10 p.m., so if you're interested, it's actually sold out, honestly. So
they'll probably release some tickets tomorrow. They've been doing that lately, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Really looking forward to it. Can't wait to boogie. And they've been my go-to biker music while I bike to school, so I'm thrilled. And we're going to, we're going to play this. You should keep on listening to CITR Radio. We have Radio Zero coming up right after this, and at 3:30, Nardwar the Human Serviette, and then after that is the news from 5 until 6.
And then after that, it's the first ever Women's Collective show.
Yeah, woo!
Lady Radio.
Lady Radio is having their very, very first show. This is like our sister show or something. It's our Women's Collective very first show. It's going to be actually a little bit shorter today because we also have a band playing inside of CITR. But yes, please continue to tune in. Please tune in to Lady Radio. These women have been really working hard to get everything together and have been so creative and so dedicated and passionate about the Women's Collective. And this is just the beginning. So, please tune in. So everyone have a safe and happy Halloween. And we're going to outro with the internet.
Special shout out to Joseph for hanging out on our show today.
Yeah, thanks guys so much for having me, showing me the ropes. It was really fun.
Woo! Do the thing. Wear reflector tape. Call your parents. All right, this song is called Something's Missing, and it's off of the internet's new album, Ego Death.
See Happy ya. Halloween!
It's a full tank in the getaway. Before I break your heart, you should get the engine started. It's nothing like a nice drive in the summertime. Sunshine with the roof on to help you move on. So get a move on, get your mood right, maybe start a new life. And you're wondering, what's doing, where to go? Tell me not to do it, babe. Don't feel the same about you anymore. Don't get caught up loving me. I know it don't make sense. You're perfect on paper, baby, but something's missing. Don't get caught up loving me. Girl, I'm no good for you. It has nothing to do because it's just another season. I don't wanna be.
fall in love.